The gentle insurrectionists who surprise us with sudden wisdom. The elderly man with slight stoop, dancing Bernie hair, and plastic bag filled with newspapers and notes and odds and ends, walks into the shop and, not looking right, left, up or down, focuses on one small row of books that has captured his vision, intensely examines several titles, and picks up a couple. Entering just behind him are two young people inhabiting their creative Charles Adams costumes and tattoos and piercings, their quiet demeanor both gentle and sweet, their creative book selections telling me more than their appearance. The Bernie-haired customer speaks loudly and intelligently and insistently and feels he's the only person in the room as he inquires about titles he would like to order. Then, it being a busy Saturday, other carnies begin to pour in, creating an instant social event, a cocktail-less party of disparate personalities who ordinarily would not associate one with the other in a backyard barbecue. Some are lonely, alone, and wanting to be noticed at whatever price. Others are suburban loft tourists checking out the city life they consider to be curious but fascinating, trailed by couples, cross-dressers, trends, everybodies, quiet insurrectionists, all here to instruct us how to be better people, how to treat each other with respect, regardless of size, shape, color, fragrance, attire, attitude, beliefs, limitations. These solitudes are acting out their off-duty personas, being or pretending to be who they are or who they would like to be, forgetting for a few whiles their restricting but necessary day duties, expressing their cultural and countercultural uniqueness in the safe environment of an old bookstore. No accounts, who, within these walls, do count, do matter. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.